whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk some baseball. Justin Verlander to the San Francisco Giants. Why?
He's Justin Verlander. He's one of those guys. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
41 years old. I think Houston at this point, it's time to go. The writing's on the wall for all of us at some point. Not necessarily time to go from the game, but time to go from an organization. Obviously, they were moving on. Injured, riddled last year. Had a tough year, probably his worst year. Had a 5.5 Ernie. But he's Justin Verlander, and I've noticed the guys I've played with, the great greats, they tend to find a way. You know, Greg Maddux, late in his career, he wasn't the Greg Maddux I faced in the 90s with the Braves when he was with the Padres at 38, 39 years old with the Dodgers. But I'll tell you what, I'd come away from it at bat saying, that's still Greg Maddux, and he's still just a tick up from most. So those guys still, when they're 41 years old, where they're used to being aces their entire career and carrying rotations, he could slip into a three hole and still be a force, somebody that can contribute. So I think that's where he's at in his career.
So if you look at
you lose Snell.
Right.
Snell goes to the Dodgers. You got to replace that in some capacity. You got Jordan Hicks, who you brought over a year ago, converted into a starter. I think he's going to be good as a starter. Robbie Ray, who came over from the Seattle Mariners,
right?
Injury riddled last year. He came off Tommy John. Let's see how he's going to be with a fresh start. You throw Verlander into the mix, a couple of the young guys, Harrison and Birdsong. Webb is their ace. He's at the top of that rotation. He's a perennial Cy Young type guy. But all of a sudden, you look at Webb, you look at a Jordan Hicks. If Harrison comes along as he's been coming along, then you throw a Verlander that has an injury-free year, you got a formidable rotation. That division, although the Padres have done nothing, they're still better than the San Francisco Giants.
Right.
And then the Dodgers, who acquire every single good player out there, seems like they sign with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are definitely the class of that division. Padres still good. San Fran a little better. They went out and they got Adames, the big shortstop free agent. That's going to help. Add that to Chapman, the other kind of co-captain on that team on the position player side of the ball. Always have a home field advantage playing in San Francisco. That's another reason, too, for Verlander. He's going from Minute Maid Park in Houston,
Man Box,
a real hitter's yard, to San Francisco, which pitchers like pitching there. So who knows? This could maybe revive him at age 41. I think it's a prudent move. $15 million Verlander, first ballot Hall of Famer. Let's see. It's worth the risk. See what he's got left in the tank.
All right, let me unpack this then. So what you're saying is Justin Verlander, if I take the Verlander off the back of his jersey and I just evaluate him as a pitcher, so I'll go back to an old sabermetric, one of the original sabermetric analytic tools they had that they don't use anymore. Tools in the right word, but you know I'm going with this. Value over replacement player. If I just look at Justin Verlander versus the average Major League Baseball pitcher out there, Verlander is a step above the average guy.
Yeah. And it's just that it factor that the greats have.
So we'll get to that in a second. But if I'm just looking at him just purely as a production standpoint this year, he's going to be better than anybody else I can find as a 3 or 4. Forget about the name, just the value of innings and what he's going to bring. He's going to be better than most 3 and 4s on an average staff.
If healthy, he's going to be as good as everybody else is 3 and 4, with the exception of the elite,
right?
You know, the Seattle Mariners rotation, a Dodgers rotation.
Okay.
Maybe a Yankee rotation. Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay. So that makes sense. Why at $15 million, that's actually a pretty good deal for a veteran.
I agree. And I think, you know, health is going to be the big thing for him.
Sure.
That's been a challenge. And when you're 41, it doesn't get easier.
Okay. So now let's talk to you as an old man, Brett, towards the end of your career. And you've gone from your glory days in Seattle, your glory days in Cincinnati. Then, you know, you played with that Padre team, you were the Brave team. And then you had different teams at towards the end of your career. How tough is that for a veteran when you're on the decline, but you still have stuff left in the tank, but you are playing year to year and you're jumping over to a new team?
I had a different mindset at the end of my career than I do now. And then if I knew what I knew then, now, I would have gone about it differently. I was from the school of, when I can't be an elite all-star level player at second base, I want nothing to do with the game of baseball. Well, that was Brett Boone when he was 36 years old. That's how I thought, 37 years old. Now I think about it completely differently. And my dad at the time was telling me, you know, you've got to do this and this. Dad, you don't understand, because when you're going through it, nobody else understands. They've never been through it, even though
because it's hard when the legs go and you just can't do it, right?
So I have a different perspective now. It was very hard for me because I wasn't the player I was even 2 years prior. You know, I tell this story all the time about Robbie Alomar and how he told me at 35 he got old overnight. Over the winter, he just went from a young man to an old man. And I didn't understand that. He was telling me this. I was 31, 32, coming off a big year, had a big year the following year. And I didn't understand that. I thought, oh, he's crazy. I'm built differently. My body's different. I won't do that. He was right. I mean, I got to a point and it just seemed like overnight. First thing to go for hitters is their legs. And that explosion, and it's not weight room related. It does, you can be as strong as Mr. Universe. That has nothing to do with that young spring, that fast twist muscle fiber that you lose as you get older, and it's father time, and there's nothing you can do about it. All of us get to that point at different times. I think you play the key position. You play the middle infield, short, second, and center field. You're going to have more wear and tear on your legs. But for me, it's like, oh, I can't be that player. I don't want to be a part-time player. I definitely want to play.
Why don't you want to be a part-time player?
That's how I thought back then.
Ego?
That's how my brain – I don't know if it was ego or that's just how I was. If I can't be an everyday contributor, I don't know that I'll be good, you know, being a couple days a week guy.
Right.
If I could rethink it, and if I was in my body now, then my brain, I would have tried to continue on a contender, chasing that elusive ring that we all chase. But I was okay just going home because I thought I don't need this. You know, I'm half what I used to be, or
right.
I'm a third or two thirds of what I used to be. And I don't want to be that player. So it's hard enough when you're at the top of your game, you're on a winning team. This game is hard enough. Who wants to play half cocked on a losing team? You know, it's just not worth
it. Gotcha.
But those are parts of life that you go through. Now I'm in a position to mentor a young player when he's at that crossroads. Brett, what did you do? What would you have done differently? And I think all I can do is give you my experience,
right?
Give you, you know, the pros and the cons, and then you make up your own mind. But I have that experience now that no, just because I did it doesn't mean you should do it. Here's where I thought I was wrong in what I did, because you make a lot of mistakes in your life, and when you get older, you're able to correct it, not for yourself, but you can help a young player if they'll listen. But talking to me, you know, my dad tried to talk to me at the end and I wouldn't listen to him. Now I look back, well, dad knew more than I thought he knew.
So
that's kind of life though.
Sure. Sure. I mean, listen, if we all would listen to our dads, imagine how much different our lives would be if we would have taken their advice. What about coming into the new ball club and you're not the alpha male, you're not the big dog anymore. It's somebody else's team. And you're sliding in there and you want to contribute, but it's not like Brett when he was in Seattle and you ran the clubhouse.
Right. That's a tough, you know, I've had this conversation, you know, when I was in Seattle and they had the whole, the Boone thing, and the Boone's here, we can start now. That right. was kind of our theme on those early 2000 Seattle Mariners teams. And I had a hell of a lot of fun with it. I didn't take it serious. It was more of a shtick. But man, it was a tough shtick. At times I just wanted to check out and I don't want to be the Boone today. I just want to do my job and go home. But I kind of took that and ran with it. I think it's tougher when you can't play like that fictional character.
Right.
To have that persona. Matter of fact, you can't have it because people don't want to listen. Because it's like when you're carrying the mail and you're the man every day, that thing works really good. But now all of a sudden your skills are diminishing. And now it's tough to just take that persona and check it and put it away and say, okay, now I'll just be a normal person. You know, that wasn't my style. So I think the players that, you know, Edgar's a great example. I know I talk about Edgar all the time, but he's a guy I hold in high regard, a world-class player, a Hall of Famer, and a teddy bear. And when his skills diminished, he was still a Hall of Fame caliber player and a teddy bear. And that works in the room, you know, but the big personalities,
the Boone,
when you're not the man and you're a part-time player, you can still be a contributor. Yeah. But you have to kind of look and go, hey, listen, I can't be the Boone anymore. So I'm just going to be Brett. Can I be Brett and walk into the ballpark? And I'd been doing it for so long. It was a tough transition for me. And I think it's a cross between, yeah, your ego a little bit, but wait a minute, this is what I've always been. And you know, it's, I don't know. And I say it's a shtick. It is a shtick. That was kind of how I was, though.
It's your persona. Shtick isn't the right word. Shtick is a put on. It's your persona. It's who you are. It's how you get your work.
But at the end of the day, the things I would say for the reaction, that was kind of a show. I'd laugh at myself behind the scenes, like how ridiculous some of the things I do.
But did
like
you get the rest of your teammates?
My teammates loved it. That's why I did it. That's part of being a leader. Right. I played this game one way, and I played it as hard as I could every day, and I played for the guys in the clubhouse with me, and I didn't care less about anybody on the other side of the diamond. They were the enemy, always were. Until they were a teammate, they were the enemy.
So go back to this then. If you're in the San Francisco Giants clubhouse and a future Hall of Famer is going to now join your team, what's that like when you have a superstar come to join your ball club?
Right. And we have had, it depends on the superstar's personality. Like I said, Edgar's personality was one way. He was the same well-mannered, soft-spoken teddy bear
gentleman.
When he was winning batting titles, he was the same guy when he was struggling to get on the field to play and hitting 247. He was the same because he was just that soft-spoken teddy bear. I think a lot of guys get lost, you know, when they can't. Verlander, I don't know Verlander, but I know what he's going to do. I know he's going to have instant credibility when he gets there, instant respect for what he's accomplished. If the players are smart, they'll keep their ears open and they'll pick his brain. The pitching staff, you can always learn from those guys. And I think he'll have a positive impact. Guys are different. Everybody's different on how they deal with when your skills are diminishing. Everybody's different. And I think from the demeanor that I see out of Justin and just his body of work, whether he is a viable part of that rotation this year or not, I think the Giants are going to get some positive results from his signing.
I mean, they're going to get some people to buy some tickets. They want to come out and see him, right?
Yeah, but it's not like it's not an Aaron Judge ticket or a Shohei Ohtani ticket. It's
still Verlander.
Hey, we're in town. It's Verlander. Hey, let's see what could be his last year. Yeah, I think you'll get a few, but I don't think that had anything to do with why they signed him. I think their upside is what we talked about. We got a viable two or three future Hall of Famer, it factor. Can
take some pressures away.
Mentor the younger guys, and hopefully he's got one more year in the tank, and we're going to roll the dice and do it. And for $15 million, nowadays I say $15 million, but I'll tell you, in the big picture, in Major League Baseball, I don't mean to disrespect money.
Right.
$15 million is no big deal in today's game.
No, that's what I say. It's a value. What about Bob Melvin? How do you handle an aging superstar?
Bob's one of those guys. He's not going to change. He's the same Bob. Quirky, relates with all sides. Relates with superstars, and he relates with that utility player all the same way. Bob's really good at that. There's a reason he's been doing this as long as he has, and he'll fit right in easy. Bob, through his years of managing, has dealt with a lot of superstars, a lot of great players, a lot of Hall of Famers. That's a walk in the park for Bob Melvin. That'll be an easy match.